Tomorrow, the University of New Hampshire football team is back in the playoffs. It's the eighth straight playoff appearance for Wildcat football. Alan Lessels has been following the team for the New Hampshire Union Leader, and he joins us now with a preview. Alan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Hey, how you doing, Brady?
Very good. This is the NCAA Football Championship Subdivision Tournament. I think college football playoffs are right up there with the Uniform Commercial Code and confusing people. So where exactly does this tournament fit into the grand scheme of college football? The winner of this tournament is not necessarily the national champion, correct?
It is a bit of a mouthful to rattle off what you just rattled off. I won't even try it there. But, yeah, they are a national champion. They're a national champion at the football championship subdivision level, which is FCS. A lot of people know it as 1AA. It's not the same level as the Penn States and the Nebraskas and the Ohio States of the world, but it's the level below that. It's a scholarship level. They have a few less scholarships. But the nice thing they have is they have a playoff system. At the, you know, at the upper levels, they don't have a playoff system. And, you know, it's done by polls, and it's done by a game at the end of the year between a couple of teams. But this tournament, these guys do it right in a lot of people's minds. You know, they take 20 teams, and they play it down in a tournament, and they end up with a national champion who will be crowned early January in Texas. You know, so it'll be played off on the field the way it ought to be.
UNH was 8-3 overall this season. How would you characterize the regular season for the Wildcats?
Oh, it was a very good season for them. They did well in their conference. It was 6-2 in the Colonial Athletic Association, which is probably the best conference in the country. And five teams from the Colonial Athletic Association made the national tournament, and five of them are actually still alive among those 16 teams. So it was a very good season, and you know it's pretty amazing. You know, actually, you mentioned the eighth straight times in the tournament. That's the best record in the country, and nobody else has been that many times to this tournament.
And now they face Montana State, which is 9-2 on the season. What do we know about that team, and what do we know about how they match up to UNH?
Well, they're a very good team. They won the Big Sky Conference, which is another league out in the western part of the country. They run the ball very well. They pass the ball pretty well, and they play very good defense. It's a real formidable opponent for UNH. One of the problems UNH has had a little bit with this year, they haven't played great defense all the time, but they've still managed to win games. And they're going to need to play pretty good defense against this team.
And the winner of this game goes on to the next round, and who might they face?
Well, there's another game being played on Saturday between Stony Brook down on Long Island. And Stony Brook is playing at Sam Houston State, which is a team down in Texas that's actually the number one seed in the tournament. You know, they're a very good team. They're undefeated. Their league is not considered quite as strong. So the winner of that game plays the winner of the New Hampshire-Montana State game. What we haven't mentioned is the last, you know, in these 8 years that UNH has been in the tournament, they've, you know, 6 of the 7 years so far, they've won their first round game in the tournament, the first game they've played. They faltered a little bit after that, but you know, they've had pretty good success early on. They have a quarterback in Kevin Decker, who's a senior, who I'm a big fan of, and I think I think it's his time, and I'm looking for him to step up. And you know, it's gonna be very tough out in Montana, but you know, I think they've got a pretty good chance.
Alan Lessels of the New Hampshire Union Leader, thanks so much.
Thank you.